Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing on the news headlines from Shane, investigations are continuing into that tragic fire that tore through a bar in a Swiss ski resort and killed dozens of people and injured more than 100. The identification of the victims will take time because many were badly burned and experts will have to use dental and DNA records to do so. Joining me now with the latest is Julia Hamilton, who's a Switzerland-based reporter. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a tragedy that is almost impossible to comprehend because it's a bar all over Europe, in every country, as the new year was ringing in. Thousands and thousands of young people were gathered in similar sort of places. And yet we had this terrible tragedy.
Yes, that's right. It's been quite a difficult few days here in Switzerland. Well, more than 24 hours since the accident actually happened. And the whole country is actually in a five-day mourning. And the people are in shock and very saddened by the news. People really cannot believe it. And of course, right now, families are frantically trying to find their relatives and loved ones who are still missing. There's still many people are still missing and haven't been identified because it probably will take days, if not weeks, to identify all the victims because of the bad burns. And also they don't know how many people were in that bar. It could be several hundred people because the bar's capacity is up to 300 people. So they don't know any of their identities, nationalities. Yes, and many people are still missing, so the whole country is in deep shock.
Now, the capacity of the bar, 300, and then maybe another 40 or so on a terrace. So, you know, could be on a New Year's Eve, particularly much more crammed than maybe the fire regulations would normally allow. What do we know about the starting of this fire? Because there's been speculation that it was some sort of a fireworky candle that may have been used in celebration and it set the roof on fire.
That's right. Yes. So there have been, we don't know the exact cause of the fire yet. The police say that they are still investigating and they will announce the cause of the fire when the investigation is complete. But there have been several witness accounts floating around in videos as well. One in particular of a champagne bottle with a pyrotechnic candle on top of that. And in some videos, the ceiling is seen catching fire from these candles. But exactly this hasn't been confirmed by the police yet. Also, reportedly, this bar, shisha pipes were available at this bar. So that also could contribute to the fire. And also, we've been hearing reports that the staircase was quite narrow, so people were trapped inside. But there's quite a few theories, but the police and the authorities are not commenting. And they say that for the moment, that's speculation, and they will give us an official result when they have it.
Now, they were very quick to say they did not believe it was a terror attack of any kind. And I presume that was based on some sort of accounts by some of the survivors who managed to get out of the bar, and they were able to tell the police very quickly, this is what...
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Happened.
That's right. So initially there was a fire and an explosion heard at the scene. So that's why the whole explosion theory was actually discussed. But then the police said that first of all, it wasn't the explosion and then fire. It was fire and then the explosion. That was the sequence of events. So yes, potentially this could have been from witness accounts that police spoke to. But yes, the police immediately ruled out an attack of any kind.
Now, the kind of clientele that the bar attracted, I mean, it does seem predominantly young people.
That's right. This bar is very popular among the locals and also tourists who are coming to Gran Montana, and very young crowd indeed. So many of the victims and the injured are actually teenagers as young as 15. So right now it's a skiing season. So Gran Montana is actually a very popular skiing resort. And of course, many people will come in there to celebrate the new year as well. So indeed, this place would have been even more popular than it normally is. And with locals, as well as with people coming from neighboring countries, we don't know the nationalities of the people who were in the bar, but we do know that there were people from Italy. For example, the Italian foreign minister is actually on site today, and some Italian nationals are missing, and also some French nationals have been injured and also are still missing. So indeed, there was an international crowd and a very young one.
Now, one of the victims has been identified as Emmanuel Gallipini from Italy, a talented golfer, I believe. So he is the first to be definitively named.
That's right, yes. So we've been hearing some reports already about some of the victims, and the Italian foreign minister, he's traveled to Gran Montana today, and he's there, of course, to show solidarity with Switzerland and also with the people who are the Italian nationals who are there, because Gran Montana is actually quite popular with Italian nationals who Gran Montana is located very close to the Italian border, actually. So it's quite normal to have several Italian nationals visiting for skiing and for celebrations. So yes, we are starting to get news of victims being identified. And of course, it's a very difficult time for families.
Now, it's probably a little bit too early for the recriminations to set in, but no doubt there will be questions about fire regulations, about crowding in bars, and indeed maybe the construction of bars. I don't know what the Constellation Bar was like in Gran Montana, but was it substantially made of timber? Do we know?
Well, we don't know the exact official details right now. So the police are asking, they're saying that we have to wait until the investigation is complete. But we do know that this bar is actually on two levels. So there was the nightclub where the fire took place is in the basement level of this building. And there was an upper level as well with the bar and music, and as well as a terrace outside. So that's, we do know that. We don't know whether safety standards are in question when it comes to the cause of this fire. And like I said, for the moment, the officials, they say that they don't know how narrow the staircase was, if it was made of wood, what was the materials on the ceiling. We don't know these details yet, and the investigation will determine that, and also whether or not safety standards were respected by the bar.
All right. Julia, thank you very much for bringing us an update on that terrible tragedy in Gran Montana. No doubt we'll get the result of that investigation in time, but it does recall for us the terrible disaster in the Stardust all those years ago on St. Valentine's Night, the same kind of night of celebration that was happening in the Constellation Bar on New Year's Eve in Gran Montana. Julia, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.